Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Teachability for me, you know, that desire to learn, so to speak, has kind of been a lifetime trait for me, that is something that defines our organization. The pastor, the church that I pastor, Next Level Church here in Southwest Florida. And so everything we do in terms of leadership development, you know, everything we do with coaching other pastors and churches, working in businesses and coaching and consulting them is, you know, it really comes down to, are you teachable? And, you know, so that's kind of been a life theme for me. And it's only been, though, in the last 5, 6, 7 years, really, that I've been able to really isolate and say, that's the key. And the way we define teachability is with two words. I talk about a desire to learn multiplied by our willingness to change. Desire to learn times willingness to change equals our index, if you will, of teachability. In other words, how teachable we're going to be in any area of our life. So I'll use myself as an illustration. You know that if I, as a public speaker, if I have a desire to learn to get better as a communicator, but my willingness to change is not very good. So let's say my desire is a 6 out of 10, but my willingness to change is a 2 out of 10. Well, then my teachability is only going to be a 12, 6 times 2 on a scale of 100. Well, I'm not going to be very successful then in getting better as a public speaker. But if my desire goes up to an 8 and my willingness to change goes up to an 8, now all of a sudden my 12 becomes a 64. Well, that person is going to be way more successful at being a public speaker and getting better over the long term than someone whose teachability is only a 12.
So is it a matter of being open to feedback, which is, you know, what you address one of those 5 characteristics as well? Will that counteract that maybe that tendency of pride in success?
Yeah, without a doubt. In Chapter 7, where I talk about success, you know, I give kind of 3 ideas right at the end of the chapter of how we maintain, you know, how we don't let success, you know, sabotage our teachability. And, you know, one of the things I talk about in there is moving from me to we, you know, the idea of a lot of times when we see success or experience success in our life, you know, our human nature is to take all the credit. But the more we can kind of give that credit away and recognize that there's no such thing as a self-made man or woman, that, you know, we owe our success to others. And it's always a we game. It's never a me game. So I talk about that. I talk about being generous in our success because, again, one of the other temptations when success hits our life is that we start to get inward focused and selfish. And so all we can see is my next thing or my next want. And so, you know, be generous. And then the third idea is recognizing that success is fragile and temporary. It's fragile and temporary. And so keeping our success in terms of proper perspective is so important in handling our success well.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.